presented by runtogold.com. This section is from the Daily Source Code 792 with Adam Curry.
And to kick it all off, our very own monetary scientist, because the savants, they've got the real deal here on the Charlie, that we know. Laying it down, and of course, he's been right all along.
Hey, Adam, this is the monetary scientist at runtogold.com. Another great couple shows this week. Anyways, boy, have we had an interesting week in the financial and monetary markets. Whew! You know, there's this thing called a black swan, and everybody thought, oh, you know, they're only white swans.
If you haven't read the book, the book is called The Black Swan, and it's exactly this premise that there is, actually, I think you can call it the black swan, or shit just happens. Like, whoa, didn't see that one coming. And then it becomes another mark for the record book, something that you can expect under certain circumstances. Black swans, a big concept indeed.
Therefore, there can't be any black swans. And everyone thought that way. And then one day they, like, saw a black swan in Australia. And it totally changed the whole paradigm of thinking what was going on. Well, we had a whole flock of black swans this week. We had Lehman Brothers blow up, we had AIG blow up, we have Ambac and Washington Mutual on the ropes. We have Bush deciding to throw in $700 billion with his rogue trader Hank Paulson.
Oh, we're going to talk about Hank Paulson in a second, and particularly about that $700 billion and what this proposal actually means, and why we need to stop it, to stop the bill, to stop it from passing at all cost.
We have gold going up $160 an ounce in like a 24-hour to 48-hour period. Then we have T-bills yielding absolutely nothing. I mean, people are paying the Treasury to hold their money. That's people looking for safety. Anyways, it's crazy. On another note, one of the DSC listeners, he left a comment on my site. He said, quote, he had a question about this quote. Keep in mind that while the price of the monetary metals may fluctuate, the value never does. He asked me what I meant by that. Well, see, gold, wheat is produced for food, oil is produced for fuel, steel for buildings. The reason that gold and silver are produced is because of the value they add to society in performing mental calculations.
This is really important. I want you to listen to this. When you understand this concept, when you break it all back down to the basics, to the basic materials like wheat, which is grown for food, you really start to understand where we're headed, what direction we're going in, and what we have to pay attention to, and what we're going to find important in the very near future. And with very near future, I'm talking 5 years for sure. It's very, very important you understand the value of gold in this process.
The value. Right now, everybody performs their mental calculations of value using dollars or euros. You know, is this a good deal to buy this house? Is it cheap? Is the stock market expensive or is it cheap? Well, you got to value stuff using the monetary metals. And people wonder, like, oh, when's the real estate mess in America going to bottom? Well, when you can buy a house 500 and 1,000 ounces of silver, when's the stock market going to bottom? Well, when you can buy it for between half and 1 ounce of gold. Anyways, that's what I mean by that statement about the value of the monetary metals. That's the value they add to society in helping us perform this pricing mechanism. Anyways, there's all types of learning like that and education about monetary science and monetary theory at runtogold.com. It's not all just about getting some gold coins so that you can pet them when the black swans all come and appear.
Anyways, I want to rub my gold.
Keep up the good work, and yeah. Man, your shows have been great lately. Talk to you later. Remember, they work for us, and right now we can exert a lot of political pain on them because of all this stuff that's going on in the marketplace. So, you know, write letters to the congressmen and senators. You know, even send them emails and ask for a written response back to an address, and the address needs to be in their district. And that's how you start causing these people political pain, these politicians. And they won't respect us until they fear us, and they won't fear us until we cause them political pain. So, you know, everyone listening to the DSC, start writing them some letters, cause some political pain, because that's how we get stuff changed. Anyways, enough of my rant. Man, bye.
All right, man. Of course, he's been right all along. He's been predicting this. Man, we started talking about derivatives. This is the ugly word.